Retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has a book coming out in April titled Six Amendments, How and Why We Should Change the Constitution. In it, he argues for an end to political gerrymandering, granting elected officials immunity from prosecution and the death penalty. He advocates changing the Second Amendment to include language that states people have the right to bear arms when serving in the militia, which he maintains was the original intent. Justice Stevens also recommends adding a new plank to the Constitution, which states, neither the First Amendment nor any other provision of this Constitution shall be construed to prohibit the Congress or any state from imposing reasonable limits on the amount of money that candidates for public office or their supporters may spend in election campaigns. When he retired in 2010, John Paul Stevens was the second longest-serving justice in the history of the Supreme Court. Some critics say it's a violation of judicial ethics for Stevens, who technically remains an Article III judge, albeit an inactive one, to publicly call for constitutional change. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhu spoke with John Bonifaz, an attorney, co-founder, and executive director of Free Speech for People, a nonprofit group founded the day the Citizens United case was decided by the Supreme Court in January 2010. The Citizens United decision held that money is speech and corporations and unions are legal persons who can use their money as speech. Here, Bonifaz explains why he supports Justice Stevens' call for constitutional change, focusing on campaign finance reform, and how his book fits into a people-powered movement to amend the Constitution in this arena.
There's significant developments with this on a number of fronts. First, it's, of course, rare for a current or former Supreme Court justice to call for a constitutional amendment. So it's significant that Justice Stevens is calling for these six amendments, one of which would overhaul our nation's campaign finance system. He was not part of the ruling in Buckley v. Valeo in 1976 that equated money with speech and set us on this course of unlimited campaign spending. But he has been very clear in his concurring and dissenting opinions since that time that the ruling was wrongly decided. In fact, in a 2000 campaign finance ruling, he wrote in a concurring opinion that money is property, it is not speech. And he's been vocal about that even outside of his court opinions. But this, I believe, is the first time that he is publicly calling for a constitutional amendment to overturn that ruling and make clear that Congress and the states have the authority to set reasonable limits on overall campaign spending, which would do away with this current system we have of unlimited campaign spending where our elections are up to the highest bidders. It's not necessary, of course, to put that language in the amendment. He doesn't do that, but anyone following this jurisprudence knows that that amendment would overturn Buckley v. Valeo, because it was Buckley where the court first stated that the First Amendment protects those who want to spend up to the sky, you know, in their campaigns or in independent expenditures. And that set us on this course that, of course, led to Citizens United, where we now have not only enabled wealthy individuals, mega wealthy individuals, to spend money in campaigns, but we've now enabled these artificial creatures of the state, corporations, to engage in these expenditures. And of course, Justice Stevens is well known today for being the dissenter in that case. He wrote the 90-page dissent for the other dissenting justices. It was a 5-4 ruling, and it really has been celebrated by many in the democracy movement as being on the right side of history and one that is a clarion call for why the overall ruling should be overturned.
John Bonifaz, I read an interesting comment about this from a blogger, Josh Blackman, who writes on legal issues at his self-named blog. He said he thought it was inappropriate for Justice Stevens to write a book about amendments he thinks should be enacted because, you know, even though he's retired from the Supreme Court, he's still a judge who could be called on some cases. So, I guess he's not fully retired. I was surprised when I saw that he had written this book, and this certainly couldn't come from a sitting Supreme Court justice, right?
Well, look, I'm not necessarily going to make a comment whether it should come from a sitting Supreme Court justice. I will say that we're facing a crisis in our democracy today, and we need the voices of all Americans, including those in the judiciary, to help address that crisis. And at the core of that crisis is this dominance of big money over our politics and our elections. So I think Justice Stevens should be celebrated for standing up and calling for this amendment. And, you know, it's not done in a vacuum. There is a vibrant constitutional amendment movement that's been underway since the Citizens United ruling. 16 states are on record calling for this kind of an amendment, 500 cities and towns. And the president has gone on record along with 125-plus members of Congress. And there is, in fact, an amendment bill that would do exactly what Justice Stevens proposes by Senator Tom Udall and Congressman Jim McGovern, already having 29 Senate co-sponsors. So ultimately, I think Justice Stevens will be seen as having lent a very important voice to this overall movement, and he will, I think, be recognized in history as being on the right side.
That was John Bonifaz, executive director of the group Free Speech for People. For more news and commentary on campaign finance reform and Justice Stevens' new book, which will be published in April, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.